Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stokers and Bear Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Bear Radio Show. Stokers and Bear Radio Show is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. Stokers and Bear can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stokers and Bear is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST. Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 8:05 a.m. It is 54 degrees and hazy in San Diego, California. Our topic for today is USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities. The host will educate street free agents on opportunities in the Indoor Football League and or Champions Indoor Football League for an XFL workout. The host will educate street free agents on opportunities with Hub Camp and get a workout with USFL teams. The hosts will recap action and scores from NFL, NBA, NHL, and World Cup football, soccer. This show is, we talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show. We talk a lot about the NBA. We talk a lot about Major League Baseball. We talk a lot about hockey in terms of scores. We talk a lot about soccer in terms of scores. But we do cover the big three major sports, mainly football, because, again, this is a football-related talk show, but we talk a little bit about every sport. We talk about horse racing, dog racing, hot dog eating contests, pie eating contests, camel racing, water polo, street ball, whatever you want to call in and talk about, you can call in and talk about that on this show. Just call into the show at 515-602-9687. Just call in to 515-602-9687 and put your hand in queue so I can come to you and let you talk about the sport you love. Again, for those just tuning in, today's topic is USFL and XFL Street Free Agent Opportunities. The host will educate street free agents on opportunities in the Indoor Football League and or Champions Indoor Football League for an XFL workout. The host will educate street free agents on opportunities with Hub Camp to get a workout with USFL teams. The host will recap action and scores from NFL, NBA, NHL, and World Cup football soccer. All right, I want to give a big shout-out to our U.S. National Men's Global Football Team, meaning our U.S. National Men's Soccer Team, football globally. I want to say a shout-out to the U.S. Men's National Team for a big win yesterday, defeating Iran 2-1. They defeated Iran 2-1, so I want to give a big shout-out to our team. I believe the score was 2-0. I think the score was 2-0. If it wasn't 2-0, it was 1-0. Anyway, we did beat the Iranian team yesterday. I want to make sure I say Iran correct. We did beat the Iranian team, and I want to say their name correct because they did say that it's not pronounced Iran. It's pronounced Iran. So the U.S. men's national team, congratulations on defeating the Iranian football team in the World Cup yesterday. I believe the score was either 2-0 or 1-0, but we shut them out yesterday. They didn't score on us. We got a little bit sticky there in the last few minutes of the game. I was praying that they got the ball on the other end of the field, but it was a minute. The ball was kind of like hanging around our goal, pressure on our goalie and everything like that. So luckily we was able to get out of that situation. I believe the captain of the team, or one of the captains, Pulisic, I believe he went down there and scored the final goal for us, but he wound up getting hurt on the play that he scored on, and he's in the hospital right now, I believe, still. But he said he'll be ready to go. I think they're going to be playing Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. So we look forward to watching them take on the Netherlands. But again, congratulations to the U.S. men's national team in global football, or as we call it in America, soccer, and good luck on Saturday taking on the Netherlands. All right, big news in the NFL right now is everybody's still trying to figure out what's going to be going on in the OBJ sweepstakes. I don't even understand why this is a topic. But I feel like I said yesterday, I think the OBJ needs to basically just remain as a free agent right now, or get signed throughout, you know, after the season is over with. Or he could also get signed by Dallas, but they just keep him on the bench, or get signed by whoever, and they just keep him on the bench and just let him make sure that he's healed up, make sure he's already studying the playbook. I would have him in practices. I would have him in practices and anything that was non-contact. I would just have him making sure that he actually knows the plays, That's kind of like the way I would use him and start him out next season. The season is this. We got like, what, 5 games left in the NFL? I mean, what's the point? So they're saying over the monitor, I and OBJ, would OBJ make Super Bowl favorites? Would OBJ make Cowboys Super Bowl favorites? Again, would OBJ make Cowboys Super Bowl favorites? Dallas 8-3 this season. Beckham Jr. remains a free agent towards ACL in the Super Bowl last season. So I was kind of going to say sign him and just play him if you make it to the Super Bowl. But at the end of the day, you know you don't want to sign him. You don't want to sign him. And, well, I was going to say sign him and save him until Dallas makes it to the Super Bowl, if they make it to the Super Bowl. Or if it, whatever team he gets with it, the team made it to the Super Bowl, which I'm quite sure at this point he would be wanting to sign with a Super Bowl contender to get him another ring. Dallas definitely at 8-3 is a Super Bowl contender. Then you got the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl contender. You got is there certain teams around the league that's, you know, definitely the division leaders besides the NFC South. You got all these different division leaders that you could help take a team to the Super Bowl. But even in the NFC South, if he signed over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and then was playing with Tom Brady, you know, that makes Tom Brady that much more dangerous. So now you got Evans and then you got Odell Beckham Jr. But I was going to say sign him and then just save him in case the team makes it to the Super Bowl. But heck, OBJ got hurt in the Super Bowl last year. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a bad omen or not. You know, he got hurt in the Super Bowl. So what's to say he wouldn't get with a team that goes to the Super Bowl and then he, you know, gets hurt again in the Super Bowl. So I'm just hoping that he'll just basically say, you know what, I'm gonna sign with a team, but I'm not going to be active until next year. Full season, give me a full season in. And you know, show what I can do throughout a full season just in case that such team that signs him this year decides to release him, he can go ahead on and just have a full body of work for a season and somebody else can go ahead and pick him up rather than him coming in 5 games and not looking as sharp as he want to look. Like Herm Edwards was saying on the radio the other day, Herm Edwards was saying that he don't think that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be able to just come in off the street and just start producing like that. He's a talented young man, got a lot of talent, awesome player, but to come off the street after this long and off of an injury and just come in and all of a sudden just start contributing at a high level, that's kind of unrealistic because he hasn't been playing. He has to knock the rust off. He has to get used to physical contact. He has to get used to the playbook. It's a whole lot of things cerebrally and physically that he's going to have to get used to be a valuable asset on whatever team he so desires to go to. So anyway, that's what we got in NFL news. In FIFA World Cup action, live action right now, we got Tunisia against France. They're at the 55-minute mark. Tunisia 0, France 0. Just no score in this game. Tunisia and France. I'm going to check the monitor for action on some of the other outlets. We got Australia against Denmark. It's 0-0 with 55 minutes in that game too. That's live. Australia and Denmark coming across my monitor. 0-0 in FIFA World Cup action. That's Group D. Group D, Australia 0, Denmark 0. Then we also have in Group D action, Tunisia 0 and France 0. And both of them are at the 55-56-minute mark. So they still got plenty of time there to play. So, yeah. I wish somebody would call into the show and educate me on if the stadium is in Qatar and it's the one big stadium they keep showing, how are everybody playing at the same time? I'm going to assume that it must be two stadiums, one on the south end, or one on the east end, one on the west end. I'm assuming that it's two different stadiums or four different stadiums to where everybody can catch these games, because you can't have two games going on at one time in the same city, in the same stadium. So I'm just trying to figure it out. So if anybody want to call in and correct me and teach me and educate me on a little bit about how World Cup goes, I have a couple questions I want to ask the experts in global football, soccer as we call it in the United States. You can call in 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. I'm going to try to make it a point today while I'm doing my show to work on my media performance. I've been telling you guys that I want to work on my media performance. I say a lot, so I'm going to try to practice today on my a lot, so you guys pray for me so I can quit saying in the middle of my thoughts. I'm going to try to use a breathing technique so my delivery to you can come across a little bit smoother, because I have been trained in media performance to do this. And the good thing about it, as I get better, I can say that my global listening audience was with me the whole way, rooting me on. But anyway, I'm trying to make sure my delivery to you guys is proper and professional. However, I do like to do my show as a impromptu conversational style, just like we were sitting at home, you know, all sitting around drinking a beer. You're not worrying about that type of stuff, media delivery. But since I am on a radio show, I'm going to try to level up. And see, there I go again. I said it again. I owe myself 10 push-ups. I'm going to try to level up and do better. I want to have a smoother media performance, because eventually I'm going to take these reels and take them to a radio station and do a brick and mortar delivery. See, when you make bad habits like saying it's hard to break. And see, now I'm being aware of saying that on myself. Anyway, we'll get through it. I'm just trying to give you a better delivery and use a breathing technique again. So if you hear me do a pause, that's just me using a breathing technique to link up my thoughts without saying the word or saying the sound, letting you know that I'm thinking. But we're going to get better at that. We're going to start today. We'll start getting better. We're going to make this my delivery, a strong delivery. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Thanks for everybody that's tuning in. This is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. We're going to get all off into our topic as the scores come across the monitor for the NBA, scores come across the monitor for World Cup, scores come across the monitor for men's and women's basketball. I'll eventually get to those and rattle those off to you eventually at least one time during each hour. But the topic that we're going to be talking about is USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities, which is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, because this show, along with what I do in my personal sports management and advisor service, we cater to the little guy. On this show, I'm seeking for advertisers, small businesses to come on and advertise on the show. It's $100 to advertise your product or your service on the show. And that's $100 a month. And it includes a 30-minute interview about your product. At the same time, as a street free agent, if you would like to come on to the show and tell your story coming from high school to college to your current situation now, going into the NFL draft season, and probably projected to be a street free agent after the draft, waiting on the NFL camp invite, or taking the steps to get to an NFL camp invite, like going into the pro developmental levels like the IFL, CIFL, and route to get an opportunity to get to the XFL to be seen in the spring and still possibly get to a free agent, plus get to a free agent camp workout with the NFL. It can happen. It happened to about 60 guys last year that were in the USFL. They put about 60 guys in the camp. So it can happen. I'm going to be talking about that all this stuff here shortly. But if you're a street free agent and want to come on and do an interview, which we call our street free agent athlete spotlight, come on to the show. It's $100. We'll give you a 30-minute interview to tell your story, and these shows are recorded, and you can keep the recordings and, you know, timestamp them and send them out to different coaches, scouts, and things like that, so they can know a little bit more about you. You know, you can also have your regular resume where they can read, but they can also hear you talking about your story and kind of see if they want to offer you a contract at some professional level. The other thing is, if you're an underground hip-hop artist as well, you want to come on and do the same thing. If you have a, if you're a producer that got some beats you want to put out, you're an artist, hip-hop, R&B artist, you got a clean radio edited product you want to bring onto the show so we can give you some airplay, it's $100 for that, for to put your music in rotation for a month. And at the same time, you can come on and tell your story too, all the struggles you're having as an underground producer or artist, and you know, get your live interview done and share that with your network. So, the sniffles and the cough. It is cold and flu season. I got to go and get my flu shot. It is cold and flu season, so excuse the late night dog for any coughing or sniffling or sneezing. It's cold and flu season. The weather is changing out here in San Diego. It's starting to get cooler. So, excuse the late night dog. I'm not trying to make my delivery messed up with all this coughing and sneezing and sniffling. I'm already working through trying to correct my delivery with the ums, but it is what it is. So, let's get to our topic. It is 8:21 at the top of the hour. It's 8:21, first hour, and everybody's just tuning in. Our topic for today is USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities. USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities. What I want to talk about is basically when it comes down to USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities. This I've been preaching on my social media page, mainly on Twitter, and some on Facebook. I've been putting information out there that if you're a college athlete, I know everybody in college that's played their last game. Pretty much everybody's played their last game, unless they're in the playoffs. So you being in your last game, you're sitting on the couch now wondering, okay, are they going to call me my name in the NFL draft? A lot of athletes automatically think just because they play college football, they're going to be considered for the draft. That's not how it goes. You have to be on the draft board. You have to be on the NFL draft board. How do you get on the NFL draft board should be your next question. To get on the NFL draft board to have done in your junior season or maybe early in your senior season. That's something called a junior day, where the NFL scouts, I didn't say CFL scouts, I say NFL scouts, come through, they take your measurements and everything like that. They give you a Wonderlic test. They may have you run a 40, may have you do a bench press, just depending on what the scouts want you to do. They kind of like do a scouting report on how do you stack up in the NFL, who do you kind of look like in the NFL, and they give you something called a draft ranking based on all these notes. They give you a draft ranking per 100 guys in your position. They give you a draft ranking per 100 guys in your position. And I'm going to interlude here, and I'm going to do a segue for you World Cup fans. World Cup action across the monitor. Tunisia 1, France 0. Tunisia has scored 1 goal to France 0 at the 66-minute mark of the FIFA World Cup Group D action. Tunisia 1, France 0. All right, getting back on topic. If you get your draft grade, and you can verify your draft grade. That's the other thing you want to do. Because I've had people say, "Oh, well, I did a junior day. You know, I took the Wonderlic test. They took my measurements. They told me I stack up like this. They told me I look like this guy, right?" But the thing about it is, you got to verify with your coach, the scouts that are there. Are you guys going to give me a draft ranking? Are you going to rank me? And how does that go? How do I get a verifiable draft ranking? So when an agent or a sports career manager like myself contacts you and you tell them, "Hey, I did my junior day, I did my Wonderlic." Okay, what did they rank you at? Where's your draft ranking going into your senior season? Oh well, I don't know. They didn't give me one. Okay, that's a red flag. So now when I send you over to some high level agents that I know, like the agents that manage, the agents that handle the careers of Tua Tagovailoa, Patrick Mahomes, Jerry Jeudy. I deal with high level agents. Also, one that deals with Tom Brady. Yeah, I know the GOAT's agent. That's Don Yee. I know Don Yee because I go to Hub Camp and I shook his hand and I got his business card because I told him I may want to contact him to send some players his way, like yourselves that are out there sit on the bubble. They're on the bubble, they're probably not going to get an opportunity. I try to send your stuff directly in, but I can't send it in if you don't have a verifiable draft ranking by completing a junior day. And then if your school don't schedule you for a pro day, whether it's at your school or somebody else's, but I would prefer it to be at your school, but you can't make that happen if your school don't offer it. So there's no point in me even trying to fight that battle. If your school doesn't offer a pro day, if the school doesn't offer a pro day, it's not going to work. So you have to go do it somewhere else. So with that being said, if your coach has it already in stone that you're going to do a pro day, at least I can tell. At least I can tell the agents that I deal with, mid-range agents, high-level agents, I can at least tell them that you have a pro day coming up. Another thing would be that would be good if you had a East-West Shrine Bowl invite, Reese the Senior Bowl invite, NFLPA Bowl invite. Those are the big three bowls that you would like to have with the combine invite. With the combine invite. At the same time, what trumps a combine invite is an in-facility workout, meaning like, say, for instance, if my team, the New Orleans Saints, or my secondary team, the Los Angeles Chargers, formerly the San Diego Chargers, call you in and say, hey, man, we like you so much, we want to invite you to the facility, do a quick interview with you, and see you run some routes in our private facility and everything like that. That trumps a combine invite because you actually got a team that brought you in. And then they'll tell you whatever they're going to tell you. Hey, if you're still on the draft board around this time, we're going to go ahead on and, go ahead on and sign you to a deal or whatever the case may be. Or you know, we like you good enough. You hang around to the later rounds, we'll definitely be offering you a free agent camp contract, in the later rounds, in the free agent rounds. Whatever the case may be, you'll be coming to camp, but you probably won't be getting a whole lot of money. And if you don't get drafted, of course, you just get a standard free agent contract, come to camp. You didn't get drafted, but you're a free agent, you're still coming to camp. As long as you get to camp is all that matters. So I'm just educating you a little bit for you college kids out there. Go back and listen to everything that I just said. I just touched on to get on the draft board, you need a junior day with a verifiable draft ranking. You need a pro day. From that, you need a, and I'm talking about a pro day that the NFL scouts are going to be at, that's conducted by a NCAA school or NAIA school, whatever school you're at. If they got NFL pro scouts coming down there conducting the pro day, that's what you need. I'm not talking about these pay-to-play pro days where former NFL guys putting on the event. I'm not talking about an event. I'm not talking about a pro day event where they're going to go ahead and do the same stuff that they do at a pro day. But if it's not NFL sanctioned, and NFL scouts, actual NFL scouts are not there, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a pro day conducted by somebody's school. Not you go to an independent event site and do it. Even though some of those may say, well, yeah, we're going to have NFL scouts there or whatever the case may be. Some of this stuff that's not NFL sanctioned or NFL conducted, it doesn't count. I'm sorry, it just don't count. You have to, the NFL has to be involved in this and knowing that this event is going on and have their hands in this event some kind of way. That's just how it goes. And I'm just telling you guys this just for your education so you don't be sitting here thinking that your options of getting drafted are great, and really, in all honesty, the NFL may not even know you exist. This is why I'm taking the time to tell you guys this. So hopefully those of you listening globally understand it, and if you'd like to call into the show, I'll give you the call-in line just in a second. But if you'd like to call into the show and ask me any questions about this, I'm here to answer all your questions as a street free agent this morning. That's why I'm taking the time to do this show. It's time out. I don't want you college kids out there to go out there and be delusional, because I got a lot of street free agents right now that were in your position 12 months ago, and they're still seeking an opportunity. Some of them did what I needed them to do. Some of them haven't. It'll play out. We'll see. Because, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Either you're listening to what I'm saying or you're not. I can't make you do what I'm telling you to do, but at the end of the day, I'm giving you the information that I've learned from my mentors and from going to school to learn about this stuff. I'm just trying to teach you and tell you. The other thing you guys got to understand is, and before I get on this next topic about agents, and certain bowl games, I want to say that in FIFA World Cup, the Group D action, Australia 1, Denmark 0. Australia has scored a goal, so Australia is up 1. Denmark 0. Again, Australia 1, Denmark 0 in Group D action at the FIFA World Cup. Segueing back to my topic. And again, I'm coming down with a little bit of cold, so I apologize for the sniffles and the sneezing and coughing. I'm coming down with a little bit of a cold and some allergies, so bear with me. The next topic I want to talk about under USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities is we're talking about for you in a NCAA grads that played your last football game. I want to talk a little bit about agents now, how to pick an agent. A lot of kids will call me and say, hey, man, I see you on Twitter a lot or whatever the case may be. You be doing a lot of video posts and stuff like that. I want to ask you, could you help me? Could you help me with my pro day and stuff like that? Are you an agent? Are you an NFLPA agent? And I tell them no, because I don't want to be an NFL agent. To be an NFL agent, you have to take a test, pay for the take the test. They used to want, you know, you could either be a lawyer or pay a bond. You could be a businessman, pay a bond. Because you have like a business management degree or whatever. You have to have a certain level of education, business management, law school, and you can take the test, pay to take the test, and, you know, pay to take the test and recertify every year. If you're not a lawyer, I think they make you pay a bond. If you're like a businessman and want to be an agent, you have to pay a bond. But if you're a lawyer, you don't have to do that. I don't think I'm not sure if you have to be a sports attorney or whatever. I think you could just be an attorney. As long as you're an attorney, you can take the NFLPA certification exam and represent athletes. Now, what the difference between anybody that does that, whether you're a businessman or a lawyer and you become an agent and they put your name on the NFLPA certified agent list, a list for you to pick who you want to represent you. Who's better than the next? It's like hundreds of agents on there in alphabetical order. So who's better than who? What agent is better than the next? You might well close your eyes and put your finger on one and just call them. You don't have any distinction of who's the better fit, because that's not what they do. All you're doing is taking a test to be on the list. You got kids coming out of school every year, and you're hoping that one of those kids pick you and call you and say, hey, would you represent me? Okay. The next thing about picking an agent is, if you're not Steinberg Sports, Yee Dubin, or Wasserman, these are three that stick out to me, because two of them I deal with, one of them I don't. I deal with Yee Dubin because of Hub and my relationship with some of the people that run Hub Camp. I'm around that environment where Tom Brady's agent, the GOAT, Don Yee, he's at a lot of these events, and he's very approachable. He gave me his business card. I shook his hand. He gave me his business card. So he gave me a contact. And that's not me saying that I'm on the phone with him every day and we swapping fishtails. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he gave me his business card and his email address, and I have at least that to put your film on and at least to call and leave a message. I'm not saying that we're close, like we're swapping fishtails, but I do have the ability to send your stuff in to him, and that's at Yee Dubin Sports. Moving that along, and at the same time, because I'm at his event, which is Hub Camp, I go to his event when I have clients going there to perform. I can walk up to him when he's at those events, when he goes, and shake his hand. He's very approachable. Like I said, I even had my players, when I didn't go, walk up to him and shake his hand and take a picture with him or whatever the case may be. I have had that happen. So, moving from that, with Steinberg Sports, I got my certification with Steinberg Sports. If you don't know who Steinberg is, Lee Steinberg is the original Jerry Maguire. Lee Steinberg was the person, the character Jerry Maguire, the fictional character Jerry Maguire in the movie played by Tom Cruise. That movie was based loosely on the life of Lee Steinberg. Lee Steinberg offers a certification course at Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. It costs about $900. You can take up to a year to complete it, but it teaches you everything you need to know about being a sports agent and the sports business in general. It teaches you all aspects of business, and it covers sports and entertainment. It covers stadium naming rights, stadium operations, all kind of stuff. So a lot of stuff that they do at the SoFi Stadium, the home of the now Los Angeles Chargers, they explain how all that stuff works in SoFi Stadium, in SoFi Stadium. I was talking about down to the LED lights, down to the groundbreaking, the LED lights, and naming rights of the building. That's what I'm talking about. I put it like this here. Everything I learned on my own, I was able to take the Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Business Certification course, and I was able to enhance the knowledge that I already had, and I was able to learn some things that I didn't already know. But based on the fact that I had already done a lot of these things through trial and error on my own, and using mentorship, I was able to be more you would have this conversation, because through my mentorship, through my own trial and error, and then taking the course with Steinberg Sports, I'm better prepared now to have this conversation with you. So that's why don't disregard what I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening to the show. Don't disregard what I'm saying, because I prepared myself to be able to meet you and give you this information. For those of you just tuning in, time on deck is 8:39 a.m. This is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Our topic for today is USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities. The host will educate street free agents on opportunities in the Indoor Football League and or Champions Indoor Football League for an XFL workout. The host will educate street free agents on opportunities with Hub Camp or Hub hashtag Camp on Twitter to get a workout with USFL teams. Going back into our topic, and I started this topic off by talking to the NCAA graduates for 2023, meaning you graduating coming up at the beginning of next year or whatever, whenever y'all graduate, whether it's at the end of December or beginning of January. I forgot how graduation goes. But when I say 2023, I mean that you would be expecting to be able to participate in the NFL draft 2023. But we've already covered how to identify if you're even on the draft board, meaning you need to do a junior day, get a verifiable draft ranking, do a pro day where actual NFL scouts are at an NFL sanctioned event to record your times back to teams, and then the next thing would be, you know, you would like to have bowl games that you want to have is a recent Senior Bowl, NFLPA Bowl, East West Shrine Bowl, and it kind of like, in my opinion, would go like recent Senior Bowl, then East West Shrine Bowl, then NFLPA Bowl. Another bowl up under that that's notable would be the Hula Bowl. Hula Bowl is another notable one right outside of the Big Three. One more thing I want to tell you about. Then your combine invites. You would like to get a combine invite or in facility workout. In facility workout trumps a combine invite. If you get invited to an in facility workout, you'll get your interview. You'll get worked out. And then they'll kind of like tell you, well, hey, you know, if you're on the draft board at such and such time, when we're doing our picking, if you're still there, we'll be looking at picking you up, stuff like that. So that's kind of like what an ideal draft board candidate needs to have. Now, if you're coming from a Division II, Division III NCAA school, or any level of NAIA play in any NAIA school, most of you aren't going to have that stuff. Most of you are not going to have those opportunities. So then I got to segue into what you need to have to keep moving forward and playing professional football. Because everything I've already covered, that's an ideal candidate. Usually that's going to be, of course, FBS guy, of course, FCS school guy. Usually, at least the playoff schools or the more higher level FCS schools, some of the lower FCS programs, they don't offer pro days and they don't have access sometime either. It just depends on what school you go to at the FCS level. But in most cases, theoretically, I'll just say a FCS school should be offering a pro day. A FCS school should be having scouts coming out there two or three times a year to see you guys playing at an FCS school. When we're talking about my main thing right now, who I'm talking about right now, what I'm finna start talking about is going to be guys that are not at an FBS, FCS school. They're NCAA Division II, III, and NAIA schools. I'm finna start addressing you right now because most of the time you're not going to have a Wonderlink. You're not going to have a junior day where you do the Wonderlink, where you do your testing and get your measurements, and they give you a draft ranking. You're probably not going to get that. Some Division II schools do offer it. Some Division III schools do offer it. Some NAIA schools offer it. Most don't. Moving from that, you need to have a pro day. Some NCAA Division II schools offer it. Some NCAA Division III schools offer it. Some NAIA schools offer it. Most don't. So from that point, there's no need to talk about are you going to get a combine invite, an in-facility workout? Are you going to get a recent Senior Bowl invite, the East-West Shrine Bowl invite, an NFLPA Bowl invite? There's, in most cases, no need to talk about that. But are those opportunities available for some NCAA Division II, III NAIA schools? Yeah, it is. Because if you look up every blue moon, you'll see a D3 guy or NAIA guy in the combine. You'll see it. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm talking about most cases. And I'm talking to you because you're talking to you guys at the small school level because you're more marginalized than guys at the FCS level. And you can't even compete as far as opportunity goes for to get on the draft board with FBS schools because they're automatic. They're automatic. They're going to be draft eligible. That's how the NCAA Division I FBS schools are the NFL's minor league. That's why the NFL don't really need a minor league. They don't really have to have the XFL, the USFL playing in the springtime. They don't really need that. It's good that they have it because it gives guys an opportunity, and it makes scouts' jobs a little more easier to be able to look up and see guys playing on TV, and they don't have to run around traveling all over the place. They can just watch the games, take the notes, and call the team and ask about them. Yeah, makes sense. But if those leagues didn't exist, which the NFL does not fund those leagues because other independent owners or ownership groups own those leagues and teams. They can just go to FBS schools, and that's what they use that as their minor league system. They don't have to pay any money to it. All they do is go and scout players at the FBS level. That's the highest level of college play. So they're going to trust that program all day long. So going back to your small school kids, your path to pro football is going through what I call the prove it system. My prove it system is putting you in pro developmental football at the most immediate level you qualify for. Meaning I'll ask you for your film, your resume, your measurables, meaning your height, weight, all that stuff, your testing scores if you have any, and I ask you for your photos. One headshot in jersey or your school uniform, whatever your class picture is, and one action photo. You making a tackle, making a catch, throwing a pass, an action photo. And I put all that together as your package. And I take your package and I start sending it out to teams in the Champions Indoor Football League, since that's part of my details. I'll go there. I'll start there. I'll send your stuff out to all my contacts in the Champions Indoor Football League, which I have a Hall of Fame coach that's a good friend of mine. We've never met face-to-face, but we've had great conversations over the past several years. And I've sent him players to evaluate and everything like that. I've had a player played for him, very good player, played linebacker for him, and went to one of their conference championship with him. And, you know, I always send players in case he needs them. But we have a very good relationship. And that's I never really thought about it like that. I haven't even seen a lot of players coach could use because this is a Hall of Fame coach. So his standards are very high. I had one player that was able to stick and play with him, and that was a linebacker. And so, but I have a good relationship with a lot of coaches, including this Hall of Fame coach I'm speaking of, down in for the Salina Liberty. It's a team called the Salina Liberty. You look it up. Salina Liberty, they're the CIF champions, Indoor Football League champions. I have a great relationship with that Hall of Fame coach. And he's coaching the IFL, Indoor Football League, and the Champions Indoor Football League. I believe he got four titles combined. So he's a Hall of Fame coach. I can take your stuff and send it to him and others in the Champions Indoor Football League. If you're there, you can get film in the springtime. Excuse me. You can get film in the springtime. I tell you guys, this cold is killing me. My sniffles this morning, bear with me. We're going to get through this, though, because I need to get this information out to everybody. So I can get you put on a team in the springtime with the Champions Indoor Football League, get you on their roster, get you a camp contract, go to camp, make your way through camp, stick to the active roster. You can play out that season. Then the Indoor Football League will be the next level. Indoor Football League has a partnership with the XFL. Their partnership is they're operating as a minor league system for the XFL. Players will be able to move up and move down within that partnership between the Indoor Football League, IFL, and the XFL. So now that partnership is in place. So once your Champions Indoor Football League season is over with, it'll be about three or four games left, I believe, in the Indoor Football League. However many games are left, it could be two games. It could be one game, if I'm concerned. You'll still have a chance to sign a contract for to go into the Indoor Football League on the tail end of their season. I know it can happen because I've had a player that did it. He got film from the CIFL and the IFL in the both season, in the same season. So after the Champions Indoor Football League season ends, you can, once your season is over there, you can move on up to the IFL level, Indoor Football League. I got plenty of contacts in the Indoor Football League there. I got contacts in Green Bay. I got contacts in Sioux Falls. I got contacts in where else? Just multiple places. I got contacts. Either I got coaches or I got players there that can get me the contacts. I can get you there. I've had plenty of players playing the IFL. I got three of them playing for IFL Tucson right now, the Tucson Sugar Skulls. I got my three rookies from last year that played in fan control football. They're playing over in the Indoor Football League this year, so they can get their opportunity to get looked at to move up to the XFL. So now the IFL will be step two, and then step three, of course, is get you to the XFL. The XFL, if they see you in the IFL doing good, They can bring you in and work you out. And I believe once the IFL season is over with, the XFL still has games to play. So you got to understand, in professional football, they're working people out every week. Even at the CIFL level, the NAL level, all these lower levels, what you would consider pro developmental film league football, it's hard to stick on a roster there. It's hard to get a camp contract. It's hard to stick on a roster. It's hard to stick on the team, stick with the team throughout the whole season because they're constantly evaluating all their players. Even though they're not paying no big, big money, they're looking at, well, why am I paying $225 to this guy when I can be paying $225 to another guy that's better? Never get it twisted like, okay, well, them leagues don't pay that much money. I can just go down there and dominate them little leagues. No, that's not true. You got dogs in them leagues. You got dogs that are trying to make it in those leagues. So I'm trying to educate you. Don't go there with a chip on your shoulder like I'm better than everybody that's in there already, because you're not. These guys are the same people. These guys are you 2 years ago. Pissed off that they're not playing in the NFL. Trust me. So don't take a pro developmental film league opportunity and get and go to camp and be like, I'm gonna go ahead and blow these guys out the water. Not true. First of all, you've never played that style of football. You gotta learn certain rules to the indoor game and the arena game, whichever one you're playing. It's certain rules. It's not outdoor 11-man football. It's certain rules. You can only do certain things. And you got to play a certain way. So that's already a learning curve. And number two, the guys that's already been there that thought the same thing you're thinking, that they was going to come in there and dominate, they finally humbled themselves and was able to stick to a roster and learn the new style of football to keep getting some film down. And they're already a leg ahead of you. So humble yourself if you get an opportunity through my Prove It system. So the last step in the Prove It system, of course, is to go and play in the XFL through the steps I took you through. CIF, Champions Indoor Football League first, or if I can get you in the Indoor Football League right off the bat, that's even better. Both of those routes are going to lead you up to the XFL. Spring and summertime, before NFL camp starts, and you could possibly, if you get a workout with the XFL, you get signed to an XFL team. Guess what? You can get looked at by these scouts on national TV before the XFL, before the NFL season, the NFL camp starts. You'll be done pretty much in enough time, if I'm correct, to get a 3-day rookie mini camp workout, something like that, and get considerations to be coming into camp after the draft is over. So it still can happen with you right after college if you listen to me and take the steps that I'm telling you to take. You got to listen and take the steps. And this is for all you NCAA Division II, Division III, and NAIA small school athletes. I do these shows, and I just thank God for giving me the wisdom to just keep putting the information out there. Sometimes I don't think that people are listening. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that My call-in line, if I look over here and try to see how many people are calling in, look, in queue waiting to talk to me or ask questions, it's not lit up. But I know these shows are recorded through Blog Talk's website, so I can just keep on posting these episodes out there for you guys to go back and listen. It's up to you guys to click the link. And I try to time code everything on certain topics that I'm talking about. It's up to you guys to click the link, cue it up to the time code that I'm telling you to listen in at, or listen to the whole episode, or both, and get the information. One thing I can say is you can't say the information wasn't out there, because I have a global platform. The information's out there. I'm putting it out there. You just got to find it. If you're looking for it, you'll find it. If you're looking for me, you'll find me. That's why I don't do a whole lot of recruiting anymore besides recruiting for offensive linemen and quarterbacks. All the other positions, defensive linemen, skill positions, DB, slot receiver, I don't look for that stuff no more. I only look for two things, offensive linemen and quarterbacks, because those are the things that the pro developmental film leagues can't find for whatever reason. I recruit those guys. Everybody else, if you're meant to find me, you'll find me. If you're looking, you'll find me. All you got to do is reach your hand out, shake my hand, and let's do business. So I just gave you small school guys the Prove It route. Again, contact me, shake my hand, pay my fees, $300 down, $300 in 35 days. So that's a total of $600 for to use my Prove It system. And why you ask, well, why do I have to pay you? Aren't you an agent? You ain't supposed to pay your agent. I'm not an agent. Again, there's a reason why I'm not an agent, because I don't want the NFL telling me how much money I can make in my business. If I was an agent, an NFL certified agent, the NFLPA rules state I have to pay for your training, your meals, your housing, your all that stuff. And I can't recoup that stuff for about 3 years. So I could be making an investment, and I can't get a return on my initial investment for about 3 years, and then they tell you that you can only make 3 cents out of a dollar. You can only give me three pennies out of a dollar based on NFLPA union rules. That's why I'm not part of that. I'm an independent agent. for Pro the Film League. I am considered an agent for the Pro Developmental Film Leagues, XFL, USFL, all this stuff. I'm considered an agent for that. There is no certification that I have to take to be considered an agent for those leagues. I'm not an agent for the CFL because they have a union. I'm not an agent for the NFL because they have a union. I don't want to be a part of anybody's union because me and you will determine how much you're going to pay me. I'm going to ask you for a certain amount, and you're going to tell me after that what we agree upon, and that's at the USFL, XFL levels, CFL levels, and the NFL levels. That's what we're talking about, the money levels, USFL, XFL, CFL, NFL. We'll negotiate a contract at that point where you're making real money and you can pay me real money. We'll agree to what I want to make. I charge anywhere from $5,000 to 15% of everything. That's signing bonus and weekly checks. I charge anywhere from $5,000 or 15%, whichever amount is greater at the USFL and above level. Pro Developmental Film League level, IFL, CIF, NAL, all that stuff, fan control football, all those four leagues, I just say pay me $600 and we'll get to work on getting your film out to keep moving you up in the proven system. And again, that's going to be for the proven system, it's $300 down, $300 due in 30 days with a 5-day grace period. So that means if I don't have the other $300 in 35 days, you got to start over from scratch. Again, it's a total of $600. I'll let you do it in two payments. $300 down to get you started. I'm going to do just enough work to give you enough time to pay me the other half of the money in 35 days. After 35 days, if I don't have all the money, I stop working until you get it. Once you get it, if you don't have it in 35 days, I'm going to tell you you got to start over. So again, you put your $300 down. I'll do a minimal amount of work for $300. I'll get you going. Just do enough, just to get you going. Maybe hit one or two teams. Then I'll see what we come up with. Then you'll turn around and you'll pay me in 35 days the other $300, $600 payment. If you don't have your $300 in 35 days, you got to start over from the beginning. And I do that just to make sure that you understand how important it is to get your money in. So rather than you paying me $900, actually, you know, it would be $900 to start over, you know, you should just go ahead and pay me the whole $600 on time. $300 down, $300 due again in 35 days. That completes your payment, and I can just keep on shopping you out until we get to the USFL and the XFL levels. Now, the USFL opportunity is the same thing. It's also going to be the proven system, but over there, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in leagues like put you in the National Arena League, put you there, the NAL, National Arena League. I'm good friends with people that's coaching at the Carolina Cobras, West Texas Warbirds, whatnot. I got a couple different players that's playing with certain teams that I got. If they're playing, I can get contacts there as well. For to help my guys, because a lot of my guys that's playing, you know, we're still really close. If I need them to get a contact for me for one of you guys that's trying to play, I can just ask them, hey, give me coach number or whatever so I can send some film in, or give me a scout number so I can send the film in. I'm networking all over the place. When you're working with me, it's one big family. Time on deck is 9:01 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is the Stokers of Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers of Beer Radio Show. For those of you just tuning in, our topic today is USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities. Right now, we're going to go over some USFL opportunities in the proven system. I currently have a coach and scout and recruiter. He goes in all those titles, recruiter, coach, scout, in the USFL with a particular team. I mean, it's not important to tell you who the team is, but with a particular team. I can get your package, like I explained to you before, your measurables, your story, coming out of high school, college, to where you're at currently in two paragraphs, your photos, one game action photo and one photo of you in your team jersey or your school uniform or whatever, whatever your team photo is. I put that with it. So they had your two photos, one action shot, one headshot in jersey or in your suit or your polo so they can see you. Then I got one, and I have your story, two paragraphs. That's what the package looks like, two paragraphs telling your story coming out of high school, going into college, and going into street free agency. Your measurables, height, weight, 40 time, how much you bench on 225 pounds, age, date of birth, hometown, all that stuff. That's what I consider your package. In the subject line, I have you put down your name, your position, the school you went to. That's your package. And I send that out. I'm going to segue into, once the score comes back up, Australia defeats Denmark 1-0. Australia defeats Denmark 1-0 in Group D FIBA World Cup action. So Australia defeated Denmark 1-0. Australia advances, Denmark eliminated. Australia advances, Denmark eliminated. And I'm doing this segue to FIFA World Cup because it's only fair to cover the World Cup. So Australia 1, Denmark 0. Australia advances, Denmark is eliminated in World Cup action. Let me check the on the monitor for the other score. They probably ended theirs too because they was at the same time. And I'll have another score up soon in the Tunisia game. And I think it was France and Tunisia was playing. I have that score up soon. But anyway, segue back into what I was saying about your package for you college kids, college draft hopefuls 2023. I just explained to you what your package looks like. Again, it would have in the subject line your name, your position, the school you went to, and the body of the email. It would be two paragraphs explaining. It'll put your measurables first, your age, date of birth, hometown, all that stuff. What's your 40 time? How many reps can you get on the bench press at 225? All this, any awards, your stats, your awards, all that stuff. But then in two paragraphs, you would explain your high school history, your college history, leading up to your street free agency current situation now. Meaning you're probably going to be undrafted in most cases. That's why you'll be in my prove it system. So you'll tell your high school story saying, hey, this coach, this is why I didn't make it to D1. Because that's what coaches and scouts want to know. Well, you know, you got all this talent, or you're saying you got all this talent, you got all these awards. What's your story? Why did you play at Louisville versus Campbellsville, which is an NAIA school? Why didn't you go to Louisville, which is the Division I FBS program, versus that's ACC, but you wound up going to Campbellsville, which is the NAIA school? That's what they want to know. So you'll tell that story. You'll move on, and then you'll tell from Campbellsville, why did you transfer to a FBS or FCS program? You'll move on from there. Excuse me. You'll move on from there and explain, well, why didn't any scouts from the NFL team look at you? Why didn't any NFL scouts come to your school? Why didn't you do a pro day? Why didn't you do a junior day? Why don't you have a draft grade? Why didn't you get a combine invite or anything like that? I want you to explain yourself. Why did you wind up as a street free agent and now seeking a team to get on to just get a start at the pro developmental level, pro developmental film league, to get some film to keep moving up in my proving system? You explain all that in two paragraphs. And of course, like I said, you attach your photos, one headshot in your jersey or your class picture with your uniform on or suit and tie, whatever, and you'll have one game action photo, meaning throwing a pass, catching a ball, making a hit, blocking somebody, whatever the case may be in your position, you'll have an action pick. And we'll put all that together, and I'll start sending it out to coaches in the National Arena League and the Fan Control Football League. That's what will move you up to the USFL. So I'll send your stuff out to my constituents and Fan Control Football. I have the personnel director's contact info. I'll send it to him. I've been successful in Fan Control Football because I had five players play their last year, three rookies. And what did I have? I had three rookies and three vets. I had six football last year. One of my players appeared on the People's Pregame Show on NBC, on the NBC platform, NBCLX. He appeared on the People's Pregame Show, and he wound up going to the FCF, the Fan Controlled Football People's Championship. So I had three players, four players in the playoffs, three active players and one reserve. I'm sorry, I'm lying. I had five. All of them made the playoffs. I had five guys in the playoffs. One reserve, four active. So I had four and a half chances to have a championship under my belt at the fan control football level. Because I had, again, six athletes that were there. Five of them were in the playoffs. Four of them active, one reserve. Facts. Look it up. So I can get you into fan control football, and then I can your parents can be watching you play football every Saturday morning, twice on Saturday morning and in the evening time on Saturday evening. So fan control football, they have a two-part schedule, two games in the morning, two games in the evening. Can't beat that on national TV. Your parents can turn your TV on and watch you on Saturdays playing football in the spring. With fan control football, can't beat that. And the way they treat their guys down there is very good. You know, I mean, you don't really have to hold down a job there, because their schedule is like an NFL schedule, like you're in training camp. Everybody's in the hub there. They're in the hub in Atlanta, Georgia. You're training, you're studying film, working on technique, getting your rehab. You're doing all these different things. You're eating three times a day well. You're living in a nice hotel. Getting a decent paycheck at that level. I mean, I got the pay scale. They get a decent paycheck at that level, even for the rookies. Decent paycheck. So I'm like, you know, I can get you in fan control. I can also get you in the NAL, National Arena League. Like I said, I have people with the West Texas Warbirds. I got people with the Carolina Cobras, Orlando Predators. I can get you moving in the Pro Developmental Film League. Then I can take that film from fan control or the NAL. I can start you in either one. I start you in the NAL, and then, I start you in the fan control football or the NAL, either one, because their seasons run kind of concurrently. So it's not like I can't tell in them like the CIF and the IFL and the XFL. If I start you for the USFL opportunity, it'll be either fan control football or the National Arena League. Take that film, send it to my friends at Hub Camp. When I send your film to the Hub Camp, you'll go there, and you'll be doing basically an in-facility style workout. You'll be doing the in-facility style workout. And so you'll be prepared for if a team calls you into the facility and want to work you out. You'll be doing an NFL in-facility style, three-day mini-camp style workout. And you got to be in shape to do it. But the film from fan control football and the film from the NAL, National Arena League, tell you to get an opportunity through my USFL coach, recruiter, scout contact, or through Hub Camp. And Hub Camp is ran by Don Yee. Look it up on Twitter, @HUB, at H-U-B, all together, no periods, at Hub, #camp on Twitter. That's ran by super agent Don Yee. Tom Brady the GOAT. Tom Brady the GOAT's agent, super agent Don Yee, runs Hub Camp. So I'll take that film from fan control football. I'll take that film from the National Arena League. I'll send it up the chain to my contact with the actual USFL franchise, who I have a player playing for them right now, and one probably going to be playing real soon once we get all his packages together. Then I got the Hub Camp. I'll send it to my good friends over there. I got two contacts over there that run Hub. send it over there to them, try to get you an invitation. You have to be really good to get in the Hub camp. You can't be run of the mill. You have to be really good to get invited to Hub. They're not going to just put anybody on the field. You got to show some kind of talent. You got to show some kind of potential to come to Hub camp. Sometimes you can kind of like be on the bubble or in the hunt, as they say in National Football League. The lowest you can be is a guy that's a bubble guy or a guy that's in the hunt, kind of like right there, but just needs some work. They'll probably, you know, based on my relationship with my people at Hub Camp, they may allow you to go ahead on and come in and get coached up. But you got to show them something. At the end of the day, I can't just snap my fingers and say, hey, man, since y'all know me, invite this guy. It don't work like that. Talent got to show up. And this is what I try to tell everybody. We're going to be moving off into some other stuff real quick. But that's what I try to tell everybody. Talent got to show up in the conversation. Talent got to come to the table. I can put your film and resume in a whole lot of places. I can put your package in a whole lot of places. But at the end of the day, when people take a look at it, your talent got to show up, not your mouth, not your ego, not what your parents told you, not what all these different people in your life that's going to be biased telling you that you are. Your talent got to show up. It has to show up at some point in the conversation when we sit down at the table with these different entities. It's not a guarantee because you pay me $600 or it's a guarantee because I recommend that you pay some money to another entity and use their program because I'm familiar with them and I suggest you use it because maybe sometimes people can do something that I can't do. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I can do everything. I have to go through other people sometimes. Sometimes after you pay me, I have to spend some of that money with somebody else to move you on to the spot that I want you to be in. It's money exchanging hands between you and me, between me and somebody else at all times. Between you and me and somebody else, you and somebody else, is money being exchanged at all times. And money's being exchanged. Hands are being shaken at all times. Which lets me segue into my next topic. When you pay me a fee, yeah, you're paying me a service fee to give you a service. But understand this, guys. Understand this. You're not paying me the initial $600 of to start our relationship. Again, $300 down, $300 due in 35 days. A total of $600. That total of $600 is not guaranteed just because you paid me that I'm going to get you in the door off first crack. Because sometimes it's just hard for guys to get signed. Right now, I'm having the hardest time getting a contract. Signed for getting a camp contract for a defensive lineman. This defensive lineman played overseas at a decent level overseas, GFL 1. And on top of that, he went to Hub camp. He got invited to Hub camp. DMs, not DMs, but if you go to my Twitter posts, you look at my videos, look at my media, you'll see me at Hub camp standing out there doing a stand-up talking about this young man. I was out there while he was performing on November 13th. But I still haven't got him a contract. He still hasn't been contacted by the USFL yet. And they were out there. EFL was out there. So you have to understand that. You have to understand that you're not paying me. You're not paying me to, well, I put it like this. You're paying me to get in hopes that you'll get a camp contract and get placed. And get a camp contract and get placed as soon as possible. Yeah, that's the hope. When you pay me the $600, the hope is that, yeah, in a fairly quick turnaround, I can get you something. But I'm not going to tell you that works that way all the time. I'm 85% success rate. I think that's pretty damn good. I'm about 85%, 85% success rate on first crack. The other 15%, it's like those are the guys that it's going to take me a minute based on, well, by the time you get to me, well, we ain't got no more space for them, but we'll keep them in line. Or we all filled up, but it's this guy that I'm looking at cutting. Maybe we'll bring your guy in and work him out for 3 days, and then I'll see if he can take his job. or they might say something like, well, we'll keep him in the database just in case we need him down the line for a playoff push or if somebody go down. Your $600 still worked because I'm still – and the other thing is whether I can get you somewhere immediately or if we got to wait, I'm still preparing myself. If you go back to the initial conversation earlier, I said what? I went to school at New York University. I went to school for Steinberg Sports and Entertainment for sports business to prepare myself for this conversation that we're having with you now so I can make sure that my skill set is what people are going to what teams, coaches, scouts, general managers, personnel directors, I make sure that my skill set is up to par. So when I meet those people, I'm what they need so I can get in the door, and then I can turn around and talk about you because you've already paid me to be in my network. So the biggest benefit to being in my network by paying me the $600 is you're always in the conversation. When I walk into the NFL front office, which I've done twice, I got you in mind. When I walk into a team's front office at whatever level, or if I'm on a Zoom call or if I'm on a phone call with a team, a coach, a scout, whatever, I'm walking in there with you in mind. I'm trying to figure out how can I get my guys, the guys on my client roster, how can I get my guys on my client roster an opportunity? So you're not just paying me for, okay, well, I paid them $600. I'm going to be on the football field. Sometimes that works out quick. Sometimes it takes a minute. Sometimes it don't happen in the first year. That's the 15% I'm talking about. I'm 85-15. 85% usually a quick turnaround. Some of you guys are going to fall into the 15% range to where you're going to just have to keep working with me. It might take me to next season when the rosters are wide open to get you in, but you'll get in. But at the same time, while you're waiting, I'm still putting myself in a position in front of certain people. That's why I stay prepared so I can be accepted into another bigger network. And as I go into that bigger network, I'm taking you in with me. I'm taking all my guys on my client list in and trying to find what opportunities are in this new network for my guys that have already paid me. That's the way you guys got to start looking at things. Quit looking at things so much like, oh, okay, you know, well, I paid them $600 and you know, ain't no team bid on me yet. Again, talent got to come to the table at all levels. Even at the Pro Developmental Film League, I'm talking about CIFL, IFL, NAL, Fan Control Football, and below that, American West Football, American Arena League. You got to have talent. Talent has to show up at the meeting. It's not just so much about you paid me, I sent your film in, And voila, you playing football now. You got a camp contract to go into camp. Another thing, when you do get a contract, understand, you're not getting a contract saying you signed to the team. You got to prove that you can stick on the 23-man roster when you talk about arena league and indoor football. You got to go up in there and prove that you can stick on the roster. That's what you got to prove. You're not just getting a contract. Oh, I got a contract and I'm on the team. No, you're going in there competing against the two starters that came back from last year and the two or three other guys that they bringing in to work out to add one or two more bodies at their position. You're competing. And when you get there, you'll notice that these guys actually can play. They're just as good, if not better, than me. Trust me, I've been doing this a while now. I know. Nobody comes back and tells me, oh, man, that was just a cakewalk up in there. But first of all, once you get to camp, you better be in shape because most coaches, they're going to put you through a conditioning drill, meaning they're going to run the heck out of you, and it's like that type of thing. You better be ready. So that's the type of thing they do, run you. I want to see if you're in shape, especially after the holidays. These camps start up right after the new year. You make cake and pie on New Year's Day, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, all in a 6 to 8 week span. Oh yeah, they gonna run you. Let me see who been working out or who just been kicking back, thinking this opportunity wasn't big enough for them to be in shape for. And then you call me. Oh, I tweaked my ankle. Oh, I tweaked my hamstring. oh, I sprained this joint. And usually that comes from what? Being out of shape. Being out of shape. Not ready for the opportunity. They send you home. They send you home. I've seen it. They're not going to keep you there because it's a pro developmental film league. Ain't no rehab. Now, I give fan control this much. They do actually have a rehab system. They may let you rehab for 2 or 3 days. They got trainers and all that that'll rehab you. But most of the time, after they sit back looking at that, they might tell you, hey, man, just go and go home. Just go and go home because, you know, we're not going to keep you around here rehabbing. We can give you 30 days. We can give you a week to get right. But, you know, we're going to go and send you home. That happens in most cases. But I did have a guy that rehabbed a little bit last year. Two of them rehabbed. But like one of my guys, he stayed out in fan control football. He stayed out. I think he played half a game. No, I think he didn't play one weekend. He rehabbed. One another guy didn't play one weekend, but they both came back fairly quick. But I also had a guy that they kept. He was a wide receiver. They kept him the whole season. He got hurt twice. They kept him the whole season. So it just depends on relationships. Relationships. How well they like you. How well you depend, build your relationship. Whether it was my relationship or his relationship or a combination of both, they kept him there during the whole season. They sent him home right before the playoffs started. When he didn't get drafted to a team, they sent him right home before the playoffs started, but he was there the whole season. So it just depends. So I'm just giving you a little tidbits on what your attitude should be when you pay your money working with me. You're not paying your money with me just for the opportunity to say that, okay, he quickly got me on the team. Does that happen? 85% of the time it do. I just got signed a kid 2 weeks ago. Got him signed, and then he turned around, got a contract 2 days later. And there you go. He paid his $300. Got him signed to a team in Montana. He's going to camp in January. Hey, all's good in the world. It only took me 2 days. They needed a defensive lineman. He fit the bill. He got a camp contract. He's on his way. Now he has his other $300 due in 35 days. If he has his other $300 due in 35 days, I'm going to continue to work with him. If he don't, I'm going to start working. Even though he got a contract. I mean, what if you don't pay me another money once you finish getting your film this season coming up? I'm not going to stop your film out because you ain't paid me the rest of my money. And then 9 times out of 10, now you got to start over because you didn't pay me the money in 35 days like I asked. You got to start back over at the $300 mark and then with another $300 due in 35 days. That's why I tell guys, pay your money. Pay all your money, honor your commitment when it comes down to doing business. Pay your money, shake my hand, and let's go to work. But he's already on the team. We'll just see from that point if we're going to move forward with me helping them moving forward from this point. Because once you pay me the $600, the other thing that you get is my ear and my advice. I make myself available to you as much as I can. Meaning if you call me in the middle of the night and I'm asleep, I might text you and say, hey, I'm going to call you when I wake up. I'm asleep. I'll call you first thing in the morning. If I see your text, I'll try to respond. If I see your phone call, I'll try to respond via text. If it's too late, if it's in the middle of the day and I'm not busy doing something else, I'll go ahead and respond back to you. Hey, either I'm busy or I'll call you back, and I'll call you back. I'm a man of my word. I try to get back to everybody. Once you pay me your $600 to be in my network, I try to be available to you, advising, managing, you know, finding different opportunities that I think that we need to do to move you up, helping you manage your budget to move up because, again, after you pay me the $600, that's not the last financial commitment you got. I got other, like if you go to Hub Camp, you got to pay for that. I'm not paying for that. I'm paying to see your film and use my relationship to get you in the door because you would have to be good to get in Hub Camp. You can't just be a run-of-the-mill athlete. They're not going to take you. You got to be good. You got to be at least at the XFL level or indoor football league level. Indoor Football League, National Arena League level. You got to be at that level. So meaning when I say Indoor Football League, National Arena League level, really what I'm saying is you need to be what they would consider back in the day, Arena 1, AFL, that was on TV. You need to be at the AFL 1, Arena Football League level, up to the CFL, up to to the NFL. Now you got the XFL, USFL aligned right in that mix. You need to be able to play at the Arena One level, Canadian Football League level, XFL, USFL, and on top of that, NFL. If you don't fit one of those criteria, you will not go to Hubcap. Sorry, not happening. That's why so many people apply and they don't get an invite, because you got to be damn good. You got to be damn good, up to excellent, to get a Hubcap. That's a high-level three-day minicamp style or in-facility style workout. And I just had a guy that was there, and he let me know it wasn't easy. It was hard. You got to be in shape when you go out there. Your conditioning got to be peak conditioning, or you won't make it through the workout, or you're going to labor through it. It will test your conditioning out there. That's Hub Camp, ran by super agent Don Yee, Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee. Hub Camp. And my contact, my good friend Tom, my good friend Mike, I say my good friends through networking. I'm not saying that we sit down and swap fishtails, but they do respond back to me. when I send some players in and I respond, they will respond back to me at some point. They're busy men, but they do respond back to me. I just asked for some information from Tom yesterday, Tom at Hub, and he responded back to me what I needed to do. So I do have a good track record of getting guys in Hub. And that's a USFL opportunity because Hub is the exclusive partner for data sharing with the USFL. When I say exclusive partner for data sharing, I mean that they have a relationship to where if they need a player on the USFL team, I'll use the New Orleans Breakers because they was at the event. If the New Orleans Breakers need a player, what they'll do is they'll contact Hub and say, "Hey, we had a defensive lineman go down. Who you got?" And they'll start sending out players more likely at the last event. Okay, this is our last event. Everybody that showed up that played D line. And they'll say, "Hey, we like him. Give us his contact info so we can call him and bring him in for a workout." That's how it goes. But again, for the USFL opportunity, the steps are going to go what? What did I tell you? It's going to go NAL or FCF. Take that film, send it either to my direct team contact, that's a coach and a scout and a recruiter with a certain USFL team. I'm not going to say no names, but with a certain NFL team, I'll send the film there. And then I'll send the film to Hub and see what happens. But again, just because you paid me $600, that doesn't mean that Hub doesn't have its feet. For example, if I send your film from the Fan Control Football of the National Arena League, if I send your film to my good friend Tom and Mike at Hub, they're going to say, "Have him register." Or I might have already told you, "Go ahead and register," and then they can look up your registration. A lot of times I try to send it just to see if you're good enough before I even have you register. Sometimes that works, sometimes it don't. Sometimes they just say, go ahead and have the guy register. So I'll have you register, and I'll send them the registration confirmation. They'll take a look at you, and either they'll say, "Yeah, we're going to invite them or not," right? We're going to invite them or not. But it's $750 for a basic package for them. Now, half of you will be like, "Man, I just paid you $600. Yeah, I know you paid me $600, but like I just told you, money is exchanging hands, and hands are being shaken at all times. Meaning you paying money and shaking hands, paying money and shaking hands. Me and you gonna shake hands after you pay me my money. Me and somebody else gonna shake hands after I pay them their money. You gonna pay somebody some more money and shake somebody else's hand. You gotta have a budget as a street free agent because these workouts and stuff are not for free. Hub is $750 currently. Probably going up because they partnered with the USFL now. So it's $750 currently for a basic package, $1,350 for an exclusive package. I can't pay that for all of y'all that I deal with. It would be kind of unfair to me. I mean, I can't pay that for every player. Then I can't make no money. I can't eat because every time I get paid, I'm paying for your expenses. That's why I don't do NFL PA stuff or make myself an NFL PA certified agent because I can't take on and foot the bill for all the guys that I deal with or that I will come across. I can't foot the bill for everybody. I can't do that. I don't make enough money. And even if I did, I wouldn't do it because you have to have what you call skin in the game to respect what you're doing. When you don't have any money invested in yourself, you kind of look at live life kind of nonchalant. Well, why should I, why should I have to pay that? Why should I have, I put it like this. When you don't have any skin invested in the game, you're not going to be motivated. You're not going to be motivated to do anything. If me or somebody like me paid all your expenses, you'll find yourself lagging because you didn't have to work for anything. If all you had to do was just show up somewhere, your flight paid for, your food paid for, your registration fees are paid for, you wouldn't respect it because you didn't have to pay for it. I want all my guys to have just as much of an investment in their career as I have in mine. Like I said, I went to school for Steinberg Sports. I couldn't just go there and be like, hey, man, I done been to about five of y'all events. I done already paid like $500 going to all these events y'all do, these seminars. I'm paid in that. Why I can't go to school for free? They said, know what they would say? That's great that you, came to all our seminars. Hopefully you got something out of it. But now that you want to get the full knowledge of what we do, it's going to be $900 for to get the certification, for us to certify you. I had to come up with $900. So I typically spent about $1,400 in the Steinberg system and still spending money after that. And I went to the NIL seminar, learning about how to do NIL deals with college athletes. I went to that seminar. That was like $150. You understand what I'm saying? You're always spending money, people, investing in yourself. To make sure I'm prepared, because after you just spent your $600, I still have to keep myself prepared for the next opportunity that's offered to me so I can bring you into that door. That's what I'm trying to explain to you guys. It's not just the fact about, oh, I paid you $600, how fast you going to get me placed. One guy calls me late at night. I'll tell you the story. Guy calls me late at night, and I hope he listens so he can get with me the right way. He texted me with an attitude, how fast can you get me placed? I'm like, who are you? First of all, who are you? He asked me again, how fast can you get me placed? That's how his text sounded. The way I read his text is the way I'm talking. How fast can you get me placed with an attitude, frustration? I felt his frustration. I've been there. And I'm like, okay, I don't know nothing about you. And then he tells me his name and I'm trying to get placed. And we're going back and forth. Then he sends me some film that I didn't ask for. He sent me everything that I would ask for in a package, film, measurables, this, that. I don't want that until we do business. He sends me all this stuff via text. Then I just told him to call me. So when he called me, he had an attitude. How fast can you get me placed? I'm like, well, what do you mean, how fast can I get you placed? It's a process. And then I broke down the process. I said, it's $300 due in 35 days. If you don't have that $300, you start back over at a fresh $300. That's to encourage you to go and pay the money on time. Now, start talking about the money situation. I told him to send me all this stuff that he texted me. I said, I don't take that until we do business, until you pay me and we shake hands. That's when I'm going to do business with you. And I'll ask for that stuff. And then we're in business together. We're in a partnership. He's like, are you going to send me a contract? And I told him, I said, man, I don't send contracts over small amounts of money. I'm not going to sign a contract with you over there. I already told you what I'm going to do. Just like when you go to all these different combines, so you're not signing no contract with them people. You're paying for the service, meaning you're going to be invited. This is what we're going to do when you come, but this is how much it costs to get on that. Just like with me, this is how much it costs to be in my network, $600. Moving from that point, he still had an attitude and asked me, well, how can I do business with you without paying nothing? And I said, how can you do business with me without paying anything? So basically, let me get this right. You want me to provide the service without you paying? He's like, yeah. I said, there is no way to do that because then that's not business. It's not business until money has exchanged hands and you shake on it and then you start doing business. That's what business is, meaning pay me my $300. In 30 days, pay me $300 more with a five-day grace period of 35 days. If you don't have it, then I'm going to quit working for you. I'm going to stop. And when you come back to me for service, it's not going to be with that $300. You're going to come back and starting over with a fresh $300. And if I don't have it then, I'm going to keep starting you back over. If my service is $600, and if I don't have $600 total, we're not going to do no work. I'm gonna either, if I get a down payment, the first three, I'll do a little bit of work. If I don't get the other three in 35 days, I'm done working for you. You got to start over. So that's why I encourage everybody to pay your money on time. But going back to this young man, he didn't want to put down the initial $300. I made it easy. It's $600. I used to tell people, no, just pay it all up front. Call me when you got it all. But I said, you know what? Let me just go ahead and do the $300, make it easy for the guy to go ahead and start doing some work for him because I might get lucky and go ahead and get him on the team quick and get him moving like I did with this gentleman I was telling you about earlier, the defensive lineman. I got him a contract in about 2 days, but he did promise that he was going to call me back sometime this week with the other $300 so we can keep our relationship going, and I appreciated that. But this young man I'm talking about now calling with an attitude, he called with an attitude and didn't want to pay no money. I was like, come on, people. I mean, you know, you got to be better than that. No, nobody's going to pay your way through life. You guys got to understand. All you NCAA 2023 guys, all you NCAA 2023 NFL draft hopefuls, NFL camp hopefuls, college is over. College is over. And I'm saying this at the, what, 9:41 mark. I'm gonna tag it just like that. College is over. It's time for you to invest in yourself. It's time for you to put some skin in the game. It's time for you to put your own skin in the game. College is over. You're not at college where everything is provided to you, where they're washing your clothes and all, washing your uniform, giving you a pen and a laundry bag so they can wash your clothes and hang it back in your locker. You got a clean, fresh uniform to wear on game day. That's not what they're doing. not in the pros. What I'm saying, that's not going. What I'm saying, when you're a street free agent, most of you guys coming from a small school, NCAA Division II, III, NAIA, you guys are going to be street free agents. You're going to need help to move you to your football dream. I am a door. I am help. You guys pray for somebody to come your way to help you out. Here he is. Here I am. Prayers answered. Put your money where your mouth is. After you put your money where your mouth is, bring your talent to the table with your resume. Your talent on film needs to match what you put in your resume. Needs to match what you're telling me. Needs to match what you're telling the scout, the recruiter, the agent. Your talent needs to match that stuff. Because, again, you can pay me the $600. I can put you on multiple tables. But if scouts and everything don't see what you're telling me, and the scout's telling me, well, that guy ain't good as he say he is, I'll keep him on my list. I'll keep him on my list and try to bring him to camp to see if he showed me something else based on our relationship, me and your relationship. I'll keep the guy on my list. I'll see if I got room for him. Sometimes my relationship can make things happen. I've gotten guys signed with no film. I've gotten guys signed with no film, none of that stuff. But guess what? My relationship got him in the door. My relationship got him in the door. So, you know, I just try to tell you athletes, and I'm talking right now to NFL hopefuls 2023, NFL camp hopefuls 2023. I'm not going to say draft. I'm going to say NFL camp hopefuls 2023 post-draft. if you want to get an opportunity through my system, we need to do business. You're not just paying for to get on the team immediately, because sometimes it don't happen immediately. 85% of the time for me it does, 15% it don't. If you fall in that 15%, don't fret, because as I continue to prepare myself for bigger opportunities by going through mentorship programs, training programs, as I keep certifying myself for bigger opportunities within my network or within other networks that I'll join, you're gonna be in that conversation. As I move up, if you've already paid to be in my network, you move up with me, because with power, if they give me a certain position, I can just say, I'm going to take everybody on my roster and build a team. I can do that at the time because now I'm in that position. If they say, okay, well, you're going to be the assistant personnel director. Okay, I can take my client and say, hey, this is who I want. You know, I already got guys. We ain't got to go through all that waste time with it. I already got a bunch of guys that's good. If they don't like everybody, they might like some of y'all. But, I mean, you have to admit, I'm putting myself in a better position, and it's better that you had paid me, because at least I'm in here now, and I got some power. It might not be my final decision, but I at least have a vote. And if I move up from there, what if I become a personnel director? Then now I can build my own team. I'm the guy. I'm going to tell the GM, I'm going to build a team. You handle the budget and all that other stuff. The payroll, I'm going to build a team. I'm going to build this team, and I'm going to show you my final roster. As long as you ain't got no big changes you want to make, I ain't got all, as long as he ain't got no big changes he want to make on my roster, and trust my judgment as a personnel, that player personnel director, I got all my guys in that I want to get in on this roster. I mean, realistically, can I say I can get every guy in on one team? No. But, I mean, just using this as an example, if there's some guys that's having some problems getting placed, I can go and bring them into camp, at least bring you into camp so you can at least get a professional football experience. And that's my whole goal when you pay me $600, is to do my best to get you a professional football experience. I'm not telling you that I'm going to get you to the NFL for $600. Nobody can do that. Nobody can get you to the NFL. Your talent has to get you to the NFL. Your talent. And some of you NFL, and not some, but all of you NFL camp hopefuls 2023 that went to these small schools, again, NCAA Division II, III, NAIA schools, you're going to need to take the steps to get to an NFL camp. And I'm going to say these steps one more time. I'm going to my music mix, and I'm going to come back and close the show out. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Stoke and the Beer Radio. So I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it live in the early morning on the Stoke and the Beer Radio Show. Stoke and the Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. Chula Vista, California, WBEST. The time on deck is 9:46 a.m. It is 53 degrees and cloudy in San Diego. It's a balmy 56 degrees and cloudy in San Diego. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we talk about everything from dog racing, pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests. whatever comes across the monitor that's considered a sport, we'll talk about. If we're not talking about what you want to talk about, you can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. If we don't know about it, you can teach us about it. If you don't know about what we're talking about currently, we can teach you about it. Today's topic was USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities. The host will educate street free agents on opportunities in the Indoor Football League and or Champions Indoor Football League for an XFL workout. The host will educate street free agents on opportunities with Hub Camp to get a workout with USFL teams. The host will recap action and scores from the NFL, NBA, NHL, and World Cup football. We did all that. At least once. Well, we did. We talked about World Cup, and again, big shout out to the U.S. Men's National Global Football Team, or as we call it, soccer in the United States, on the big win yesterday against Iran. So we wish them luck against the Netherlands on on Saturday. So, again, going back to the topic, USFL and XFL street free agent opportunities. I'm gonna start from the top. First of all, the first step you need to do is contact me. That's the first thing you need to do. Once you contact me and hear what I got to say, whether you hear it from me or you hear it from this episode, once you contact me, listen to what this episode is saying or listen to what I'm telling you. Make a decision. Make a decision. Make a grown man move. Get your money together. Dollars down, $300 down, $300 due in 35 days. That's a total of $600. $300 down, another $300 due in 35 days. Shake my hand from that point, because now we're in business, because money has exchanged hands. We're in business now. Shake my hand. Then we're going to start working. I'm going to ask you for your resume. And your resume is going to consist of name, position, school, and the subject of the email. In the body of the email, you're going to start out with your age, date of birth, home or record, and then your measurables, height, weight, 40-yard dash time, how much you bench on 225. Moving on from that, you're going to go down into the body of your, below that in the body of the email is going to be two paragraphs explaining your story, coming from high school to college to your current state of being a professional street free agent, waiting on an opportunity. You're going to attach either in your suit and tie, polo, or your football jersey. I want a headshot so they can see how you look, how you carry yourself. Then you're going to have a game action photo, making a tackle, throwing a pass, catching a ball, whatever your position dictates, kicking the ball, punting the ball, whatever, so they can see your character on the field, visually see your character on the field. You'll add your highlights into the body of the email up under the two paragraphs telling your story. You'll add your highlights. Make sure it's on either workable huddle link or a workable YouTube link. Don't send an MP, don't send a .move clip because those, or Google Drive clip, because those are hard to open for some people, including myself. Make it very easy to convert everything over to a YouTube clip or a workable huddle clip. Make sure your huddle clip is still active, because every year the school starts deleting guys' film to make room for the next class coming in. So your huddle film may get deleted immediately after you finish playing your last game. So make sure your huddle clip works. If you got your stuff on huddle, I tell you anyway, go and convert it over to YouTube so you can keep it and it's yours. All right? Get all that stuff and start sending it out for the XFL opportunity, which will be, it's going to go to Champions Indoor Football League first. And then I'm going to take that film and send it to the Indoor Football League for you to have a late season opportunity. I'm going to do it that way unless I can get you directly into the Indoor Football League right away. If I can get you to the Indoor Football League right away, we don't have to worry about Champions Indoor Football League. We can go ahead and get you to the Indoor Football League right away, and they're already partnered with the XFL as their minor league system. So you'll get your look by playing in the Indoor Football League by the XFL and have an opportunity to get on the XFL roster at some point in the summertime after your spring football season is over. Some point in the summertime, the goal is to get you a workout with the XFL, get you on a roster, and get you seen in a couple games. If you're good enough by the time the XFL season ends and you perform well at that level, maybe you'll get an NFL free agent camp opportunity. I didn't say drafted, because by that time the draft will be over. When the XFL season ends, if I'm correct, or about to end, the draft will be either just starting, about to be over. But we're not trying to get you drafted. We're trying to get you a free agent camp contract anyway. That's our goal for NCAA Division II, III NAIA kids, trying to get you a NFL camp contract after the NFL draft is over, or sometime during camp, when summer camp starts next year. The way it works for the XFL. For the USFL opportunity, I'm sending your film to Fan Control Football. I'm sending your film, and you'll do your workout there. I'm sending your film to the National Arena League to my coaches and scouts there to get you an opportunity to play there. We're going to take that film either from the NAL or the Fan Control Football League. I'm going to send it to my direct contact with the USFL franchise where I already have a guy playing already on that roster and had another guy got an offer from them, but he foregoed it to go and play for the go into the XFL opportunity in the draft pool, but he didn't get picked up, so he missed out on the USFL direct contract. So from that point, I'm also going to send your stuff to the Hub Camp. Your film from the NAL and Fan Control Football, it'll go to Hub Camp. When I send it to Hub Camp, hopefully my relationship there with my good friends there, Tom and Mike, hopefully you'll get an opportunity there to come out and show what you got. I've had several guys get opportunities there, but they had to be good. My quarterback that I finally got in there, it took forever to get him in, but he finally got in. He stayed patient. I stayed patient. They finally got him on the field, and he was able to do his Hub workout. And Hub is ran by Don Yee, Super Agent Don Yee. That's Tom Brady's agent. He runs Hub Camp. I have shook that man's hand and got his business card. So all I'm saying to you guys is like this here. Again, that's how I do the Prove It system, and that system costs $600, $300 down, $300 due in 35 days. Moving from that, FCS schools and NCAA Division II, III, NAIA schools, that if you're an athlete that has a junior day with a verifiable draft ranking, not just a junior day, but a junior day with a verifiable draft ranking, that can get that tells your rank in the top 100 players in your position going into the draft into your senior year. If you can verify, if you have a verifiable draft ranking from junior day, if you have a pro day that you will be doing, whether it's at your school, at another school, but it is going to be a real pro day opportunity with scouts there from the NFL. If you have that, I can get you on the table to my two higher level agent situations. One is going to be, like I mentioned to you before, I got the business card for Don Yee. I'm going to sit and the telephone number to his office. I'm not swapping fish stories with him, but I do have a contact to get to send your film in. And if I run into him at some of these Hub events, as I'm taking my clients out there, having my clients go and compete out there, and I run into Don, I'm going to bring you up into the conversation. But at least I have a contact that he gave me himself. Moving from that, I also deal with Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. That's Tua Tagovailoa's agent, Patrick Mahomes' agent, Jerry Jeudy's agent, and a few more. That's with Steinberg Sports. I got my certification from them, and I send all my stuff in to the president of Steinberg Sports and his assistant. I send it in to them too, so I can put your stuff on the desk. I'm not guaranteeing that they're going to want to deal with you, but it does help that if I put it on their desk and you already have a junior day with a draft grade, you got a junior day with a draft grade, and you got a pro day schedule, that helps. And that'll basically help your case in them representing you and taking on the cost for your pro day, the training, housing, meals, travel, all that stuff. But you have to have those things that I just said. A junior day with a verifiable draft ranking and a pro day. If you got that, I'll take your package and send it to them as well. So now, I just broke it all down to you. Whoever wants to do business, listen to this episode. Exchange money, $300 down, $300 due in 35 days. Shake my hand, and let's do business. Stop praying for God to send you the right person. He's already answered that prayer. I'm already here. Stop asking for a door to be open. Here's the door. I'm opening it. Shake my hand. Follow the plan. Let's do business. Have a great day, and I'll see all of you tomorrow. Remember, be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Pray for peace around the world. Remember, there's only one race, that's the human race. Pray for peace around the world. Pray for the people in Ukraine. that this war stops. Pray for the Russian soldiers that's fighting this war and don't want to be fighting it, or that's trying to get drafted in this war that they don't agree with. Pray for them, too. Pray for Brittany Griner that she gets home soon, and that God keeps us safe physically and mentally in this Russian penal system. Pray that she gets home soon, and pray for her family during these holidays. With that being said, this has been Ramiro Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Black, say it all.